Darest thou now, O soul, walk out with me toward the unknown region? Where neither ground is for the feet, nor any path to follow? No map there, nor guide, nor voice sounding, nor touch of human hand, nor face with blooming flesh, nor lips, nor eyes are in that land.
Story. I'm not a traitor's lie. I'm not everything they say. Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Short, a magnificent single released in 1968 by Plastic Penny. I've said before, I could happily play that tune in every show we do, Les.
Well, it really could. And because it's Nigel, what's his name, on drums, we played with Elton John.
Olsen. It was quite a good lineup in the band. The original singer was Brian Keith, but that wasn't him there. They had changes of lineup. Yeah. There was a box set released a couple of years ago, Plastic Penny, called, I have it here, The Complete Plastic Penny, or Plastic Penny, depending on how posh one might be. So we began with Gary Numan, When the World Comes Apart, from his 2017 album, it's called Savage. Yeah. Yes, Songs from a Broken World. And now Octopus, Les.
It was
called Restless Night, and one can understand why one could have a restless night with a band called Octopus if you've ever seen the sleeve. And this track is called River.
Me up at the end of the river. Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Let the wind blow you out of my memory. Let the rain wash you out of my eyes. Too many bad times to loving you. Now I gotta realize that I can throw you right out of my mind and put you right back in your place. 'Cause lightning never strikes twice in the same place. I can't live without loving you. Carry on in the same old way. Do anything that I want to do. Say what I want to say. 'Cause I can throw you right out of my mind and put you right back in your place. 'Cause lightning never strikes twice in the same place. Till you took my crown, I wanna win it back again. 'Cause I can throw you right out of my mind and put you right back in your place. Lightning never strikes twice in the same place.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Take me on up to Detroit City. Jails are full, the factory's empty. Mama's crying, young boys dying. Under that red, white, and blue still flying. Drop me off in Baltimore, where every other winner's got a plywood bowl, where dreams become drugs and guns. The only way out is a shoot or run. Stick that in your country song, yeah. Take that one to number one, yeah. And get the whole world singing along, yeah. Stick that in your country song, yeah. A man coming back from war, a 23 going on 54. He lost a friend, his side, his hand. Baby girl, he'll never see again. Stick that in your country song, yeah. Take that one to number one, yeah. Get the whole world singing along, man. Stick that in your country song, yeah. Lightyear old pull the bolt, shoot that fire right through my soul. Hit my pride, fist up high. I wanna feel the rush, I wanna feel alive. Come on, I wanna pound the dash, stomp the gas, drive too fast, rock me hard, stop my heart, and blow the speakers right out of this car. Step down in your country song, yeah. Take that one to number one, yeah.
teacher who trying to change a life or two. She'll be rocking out all night with you. Tomorrow she'll be back in a red brick school where kids are climbing off the walls. It's scary walking down the hall. She's on the pay. She's overworked.
Stick that in your country song, Eric Church.
Yeah. Country music, right, according to the write-up, it's supposed to be three chords telling it how it is. But, I mean, when you listen to that, that's how things really are, not the sugary, nice world that Nashville likes to make you think it is.
Yes, I lived in that nice, sugary Nashville world in the Annapolis Valley of Nova Scotia. We had AVR, Annapolis Valley Radio, and they played those sort of country songs all the time. I doubt they'd have played Eric Church. In fact, I think Johnny Cash would have been a bit too risque for them.
Yeah, well... That's, I tell you what's interesting, that's very much in the style that Johnny Cash was towards the end of his days,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Really, really great lyrics, really good.
Yeah, we began with Octopus from that long lost Notorious album, and it is as good as legend had it, as we heard there with that track called River. That was released as a single, but that was the extended version on the album and in stereo. When you get a chance to hear that in stereo, because Paul Les, he listens in mono because of the setup we've got here as a pair of headphones over the Mac.
Mark, wait for the podcast to come out.
Les has to wait for the edited 12-inch mix of the programme. But at least he does get to hear the unexpurgated version while we're doing it. And in the middle, we played The Move and Lightning Never Strikes Twice. It's another one we talked about, just like Octopus. We played Rick and Sheridan Price a couple of weeks ago. That was on their single, and Les sussed out that Rick had been in The Move.
Yeah,
and
they were all part of the Midlands rock scene at the time.
Yeah, and that song, Lightning Never Strikes Twice, was on the B-side. I think you said Brontosaurus, Les.
Yes, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Now, does anyone out there remember Eddie Money, 1977? I think you might just know that. This is called Baby Hold On.
Baby,
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Are we still celebrating your birthday, Les?
No. Put my phone up as I was at a concert. Rush, absolutely brilliant, mate.
Except that was, you're right, that was Rush and their version of Summertime Blues from their sort of mini album called Feedback. And prior to that, I knew it was one of your favourites, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Awesome.
And their little edited version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
The guitar work is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, more than 11 minutes.
Yeah.
While we're in the mood for Rush, let's play another track off this album. Yeah. Shapes of Things, written by McCarty, and that's Keith Ralph, Jim McCarty, and Ian Samuel Smith. And then we'll play something else composed by them from the first Renaissance album.
Time make them more wise. Here,
Queens.
Yeah, that was their first album on whatever, Island Records. That's the first track on the first side, Kings and Queens.
I haven't heard that for ages.
Keith Ralph on the vocals and his sister Jane also. Jim McCarty, and of course Keith and Jim were in the Yardbirds, also along with John Hawkins and Louis Sanamo. Something I stumbled across recently, the Goddesses of the Bagpipes. Eventually this will become Enter Sandman. Can you believe Enter Sandman by Metallica on the bagpipes, Les?
Wow.
Fame, mirror vein, gone insane, but the memory.